Hello and welcome to Food Neighbourhoods on Monocle 24. I am Markus Hippi. All cities are various, the locals love for their food and drink offerings, and in this series we get to know these places. This week we head to London's Soho, which has an astonishing range of restaurants to satisfy any culinary craving, without forgetting top bars either. Our guide is a Soho resident, Monocle's own Fernando Augusto Pacheco. We came from the
far north, summered in Christ. I might be biased, but for me, Soho is the best place for food and drink in London. Sure, Mayfair still delights with its fantastic Michelin-star restaurants, and in East, you can experience the new. But Soho is where it all comes together. I have been a resident of Soho for 5 years now, and it is rare that I have to rely on overpriced, bland takeaway options due to the abundance of restaurants in the bustling streets outside my home. Let me take you on a little journey from my favorite breakfast to my usual haunt for a quiet nightcap. For breakfast, I like to keep it simple. The traditional English breakfast is not for me, so a cup of coffee or juice at Bar Italia would do. If you're in the mood, their hot chocolate is excellent, and along with Bar Bruno, the place has become a London institution. It makes me happy to see that not all breakfast establishments have morphed into those places where you can only order smashed avocado on sourdough. I bet they don't even use butter, a shame in my opinion. But of course, the neighborhood has been changing abruptly in the last years, with many people saying Soho is losing its charm. Sure, this is something all residents should worry about, but for now, I think it is still a very attractive place for new cool restaurants. Sometimes I do wish that instead of another streetwear shop or glasses store, we could have a nice butcher, or how about a perfectly curated newsstand? Let's go. For lunch, there's so many options. My usual Saturday late lunch hangout is Polpetto from the Polpo restaurant family. It is my favorite. I love the dim lights and most importantly, the rigatoni with beef shin ragu. And being Brazilian, I'm extremely content with the addition of a South American restaurant in Berwick Street, Temper. Excellent food and the dessert of brigadeiro cookie is simply delicious. As of late, I have been obsessed with duck and rice. It's usually pretty crowded, but the food there gives me so much pleasure. Chinese comfort food at its very best. My recommendation is the crispy duck fried rice. For dessert, head to Old Compton Street for a scoop or two at Amorino. Best flavors are speculoos, or if you're lucky, they usually have seasonal specials to choose from. Last summer, I remember enjoying a delicious tangerine ice cream. And for dinner, you can always head to the traditional St. Moritz in Wardour Street, which I believe is the only Swiss restaurant in town. Remember, keep it simple and order the raclette or cheese fondue. With summer around the corner, maybe you're planning on brushing off those swim shorts, and with that in mind, maybe I should recommend something less heavy? Ding Street's Barrafina is the best of the best when it comes to Spanish food, and their fantastic selection of small plates won't leave you disappointed. And now, I think it's time for a drink. After all, you're in Soho. Bar Termini has excellent cocktails, as does Members Bar Disrepute. I know cocktails aren't for everyone, so for a humble pint, my local is the Star and Garter on Poland Street. Soho is ever-changing, bars and restaurants come and go, and while that can sometimes be frustrating, it's what makes Soho exciting. I wouldn't have it any other way. For Monaco, I'm Fernando Augusto Pacheco.
This has been episode number 80 of Food Neighbourhoods. Monocle's Fernando Augusto Pacheco was our guide to London Soho. For more food and drink stories, tune into the menu every Friday at 1900 London time. I am Markus Hippi. Thanks for listening and bye for now.